This meditation is a walking meditation based on the I-body principles, where we are really wanting to bring in particular the intent for presence. The intent for presence brings in a focus in brain, eye, and body, and which is directly connected with the maculus and with the periphery aspect of the retina. The connection to the body would be in relationship to the pelvis and the lower back, which is particularly in walking a very important aspect. So starting off with the intent for presence. Practice this by standing. By standing without shoes or footwear, and by sensing at the moment just whatever rises through the soles of your feet. You can do this inside or outside, and give yourself a little time coming back to the intent for presence. Then with the intent for presence, allowing the sensory impulses from the soles of your feet to rise through the cerebral spinal fluid all the way to the brain, yet letting go of the attachment to those aspects which are rising up. Start off by taking, let's say, the right foot forwards and by walking slowly, so that the whole foot can really make contact with the ground. And if you do this indoors, you may notice that you have got not so much space, then just turn around and following it again a few steps forwards. Notice your breathing a little bit in and breathing then again a little bit out. A little bit in and a little bit out. Letting body impulses rise up from the soles of your feet, through the cerebral spinal fluid, to the third ventricle. Letting physical, emotional, and mental aspects rise up, yet letting go of the attachments needing to follow them. You may notice that lots of sensations are rising from your feet, from your knees, from your pelvis as you walk. Slowly, very slowly. And if you're too quick, then a little slower. If you're too slow, just a tiny little quicker. Allowing the air to come in, to go out, inhaling, exhaling. As you continue to move, allowing emotions to rise up. If there are fears or anxieties, whatever rises up, noticing them, yet letting go of the attachments. And when thoughts are rising up, thoughts which are taking you in the far distance or are swiveling around in your head, let them rise up, yet letting go of the attachment needing to follow them. and renewing, letting body impulses rise up, yet letting go of the attachment. Attachment needing to do something with them. Letting go of needing to control, needing to know, needing to understand, out of survival. So that the essences can rise naturally and automatically to the upper visual cortex, which is in the back upper part of the brain, roughly where the hair spiral is. And when emotions are rising, letting them rise. If boredom rises, letting boredom rise. Yet letting go of the attachment needing to follow them. And out of there comes a transformation which allows essences to rise all the way to this higher region of the upper visual cortex. And if thoughts are rising, letting them rise, yet letting go of the attachment needing to follow them, needing to do something with them. And again, letting go of the attachment needing to follow them. And out of this, there comes a transformational process which allows the essences of that what rises to rise up to the upper visual cortex with the intent for seeing and trust, soul's intent for trust. With a continuum intent for presence. Now, stopping for a moment. And this time, again, the same process, yet walking backwards. And with stepping backwards slowly, noticing your periphery, your panoramic vision. Because now we need to know what's behind us, or having the sensation of what's happening behind us. And as you know your place, just stepping back a little bit. If you need to change directions, yet continuing walking backwards. Allowing the sensations to rise from the soles of your feet, all the way through the cerebral spinal fluid, through the third ventricle to the brain, yet letting go of the attachments. And maybe very different emotions might be rising up now. Letting them rise up, yet letting go of the attachment needing to follow them. And when thoughts are drifting in and out, letting go of the attachment needing to follow them, yet making contact. By letting go of the attachment needing to follow them, needing to know. And allowing again with the intent for presence, making contact with the inner yet with the outer environment, and with the intent for using the panoramic vision of the retina, especially when you slowly walk backwards and give yourself time. Each time changing direction when you come to the end of your little walk, with the intent for trust and safety. With the intent for happiness and joy. With the intent for soul's intent for trust. With soul's intent for safety. Souls intend for happiness and joy. And if uncertainty is arising, letting go of attachment to uncertainties with a soul intent for certainty out of consciousness. Soul intent for certainty in an uncertain world. The intent for soul's intent for certainty in an uncertain world. And again, pausing here for a moment. And once again, walking forwards, allowing the body impulses to rise from the soles of your feet and continuing with your periphery of the retina, with a panoramic vision of the retina, yet making contact with self, yet making contact with your environment, and continuing your periphery as you're walking forwards. Letting body impulses, emotions, thoughts rise up, yet out of the intent for presence, letting go of the attachments. And out of letting go, the essences are rising naturally and automatically up to the upper visual cortex with a soul intent for trust. Soul intent for seeing, the soul intent for trust. And out of the continuum presence and letting go of the attachments, we let go of interfering what naturally occurs. Sensations, emotions, thoughts. Yet letting go of needing to react to them. With a soul intent for continuing presence. And almost like allowing to roll off your foot from the heel to the toes so that you get a much deeper, wider spectrum of the feet connecting with the ground. As the impulses are rising. And pausing once again with the intent for presence with the periphery of the retina. And taking this meditation, the walking, into your day today. And you can repeat this as often as you like. And remembering when you walk outside, when you walk inside, coming back to the intent for presence, coming back to the periphery of the retina.